name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. Providence ordered all things both in heaven and on earth, We humbly beseech thee to put away from us all hurtful things, and to give us those things which are profitable for us and our salvation. We pray this through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Okay, our confessional reading this morning from Luther's Small Catechism, as the head of the family should teach them in a simple way to his household. The sacrament of the altar. How can bodily eating and drinking do such great things? Now together.
It is not the eating and the drinking indeed that God has done, but the words here written, given and shed for you for the remission of sins, which words, besides bodily eating and drinking, are the chief thing in the sacrament. And he that believes these words has what they say.
Morning, Old Testament, Deuteronomy, chapter 10. And now, Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee? But to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command thee this day for thy good. Behold, the heaven and the heaven of heavens is the Lord's, thy God. The earth also, with all therein is. Only the Lord hath delight in the fathers that love them, and he chose their seed after them, even you above all people, as it is to this day. Circumcise therefore the foreskin of your heart, and be no more stiff-necked. For the Lord your God is God of is the God of gods and the Lord of lords, a great God, a mighty and terrible, which regardeth not persons, nor taketh reward. He doth execute the judgment of the fatherless and the widow, and loveth the stranger, in giving him food and raiment. Love ye therefore the stranger, for ye were strangers in the land of Egypt. For thou shalt fear the Lord thy God, him shalt thou serve, and to him shalt thou cleave, and swear by his name. He is your praise, he is thy God. He hath done for thee these great and terrible things which thine eyes have seen. So far, this morning's epistle, 1 Corinthians chapter 1. I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given to you by Jesus Christ, that in everything you enrich him, in all utterances, in all the knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that you come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm you unto the end, that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom ye are called unto the fellowship of his Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So far. Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it as well. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Now while the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them, saying, What think ye of Christ? Whose son is he? And they said unto him, The son of David. And then he said unto them, How then doth David in spirit call him Lord? Saying, The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou on my right hand, till I make thine enemies thy footstool. If David then called him Lord, how is he his son? And no man was able to answer him. Neither did any man ask him any more questions from that day on. So far, the epistle. And we confess our faith according to the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God,
the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord who gave him my life, who proceeded from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son has been worshipped and glorified, who was saved by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge
Grace, mercy, and peace from our triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
My sermon theme this morning is, What Must I Do to Get to Heaven? And it's based upon the full gospel reading, which I'm not going to read again. So please be seated. Believe it or not, there are pastors who do not believe that there is a hell. But the Bible has much to say about hell. There's also heaven, a life everlasting, and the Bible has much to say about that as well. Matthew calls it the kingdom of heaven. St. Luke calls it paradise. And John calls it eternal life. A lot of people are hoping to enter heaven, but they're not going to make it. Jesus says, Not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. And then he goes on to say, But those who do the will of my Father. They're unable to reach heaven, not because Scripture is not clear enough, but because they want to enter heaven on their own terms, rather than on God's. They're like the Pharisee in this morning's gospel, who wanted to follow a do-it-yourself plan and not the one which was heavenly inspired and Calvary purchased. In the last week of our Lord's life, the Pharisees come to Jesus and they ask him this morning's sermon theme, which is, What must I do to get to heaven? They wanted to know which was the greatest commandment, the one that a person had to keep in order to enter heaven. Well, this question was asked to tempt Jesus. They really didn't care. In the mind of the Pharisees, the law, or what they considered to be the law, constituted 613 commandments, not just the 10 that we require. They thought it was impossible for anyone, even Jesus, to say which of them was the greatest, the most important out of those 613. Well, Jesus tells them that our entire life must conform to the will of God. He demands our life in its entire existence. He will not accept what we think we ought to be doing, but what he demands. What it is. We are conforming to the will of God when we say with St. Paul, we know that all things work together for good to them who love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. This is the first and the greatest commandment, to have our lives conform to his will perfectly, no flaws. We are sinful by nature. Where God says yes, we say no. Where God says no, we say yes. As Christians, we are still weak. We have our sinful nature to contend with, and this keeps us from loving God and each other as we should. But even the great apostle realized this when he said, I know that within me, that is in my flesh, dwells no good thing. For to will, the will is there, but how to perform it, I do not find out how. For the good that I should be doing, I don't do, and the evil that I shouldn't do, that's what I do. And as we look at this great commandment, we must come to the firm conviction that we cannot keep it. We can't even come close to keeping it. We realize who and what we are. As Luther is so aptly tells us in the second article, we are lost and condemned creatures. Our destination without faith in Christ is eternal damnation in hell. And with this understanding, we see it impossible for us to love the Lord above all things and our neighbors as ourselves, and that we cannot get to heaven by keeping the law because we can't do it in the first place. When Jesus had shown the Pharisees that the law condemned them, he pointed to the promised Messiah and he asked, "What do you think about Christ? Whose son is he?" He wanted to lead them to find in himself forgiveness for their not keeping the law of God. And they were quick to answer. They said, "Well, he's the son of David." But they looked upon him as a mere man. But he was much more, as we know. From Holy Scripture, Jesus shows them that he is not only the son of David, but he is also the son of God. He is the Christ, the one promised in the Garden of Eden, who was to square the account between God and man. He is the Christ, the one whom Isaiah spoke of as God is with us, who is called, now these words refer to Jesus Christ, Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Remember, Jesus Christ is God in human flesh. He is the Christ, who his redemptive work has been completed. He is now at the right hand of God, giving his followers, us, the forgiveness of our sins, life and salvation. We are to believe Christ, trusting his word, relying on his redemption, build our hope on nothing less than his blood and righteousness. So take comfort in this fact that our Lord came into this world as a helpless baby, to live for us and to die for us on that cross. He came to atone for our sins, to satisfy divine justice, to remove every barrier separating us from heaven, paying the full price of our sins, taking on himself their curse, delivering us from eternal death and hell. He gave himself into this agonizing crucifixion, assuring us of the full forgiveness of our sins. Think about that for a moment. He gave himself into the agony of crucifixion, assuring us of full forgiveness. He is the only way to heaven. Be not like the Pharisees who hear the word of God in vain and walk about like nothing is really happening to them, but eternally they are lost. May the precious gospel of Christ be the power of God for our salvation and nothing else. May God grant this to each and every one of us. Amen.
Amen.
Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here now, and extend itself into the joys of eternal life heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
communicants, but first, I'm sure there's a personal prayer that you would like to extend to the throne of God. Let's take a moment for that. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, you call us unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden to refresh them and to give rest unto their souls, we pray. Let us this morning experience your love of the heavenly peace that you have prepared for us here on earth. Keep us all from impenitence and unbelief so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament to their damnation. Take off from us the spotted garment of our sinful flesh, our self-righteousness, and give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith and increase our love and hope, and after this life, grant us all the places at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We continue with hymn 307. Please be seated.
Of thy
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Take a drink. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Chant for you.
bless you and keep you in his grace and protection. And the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you in his grace and protection. And the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you in his grace and protection. And the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you in his grace and protection. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now may this body of blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
dead for you.
Upon you and grant you his peace.